This meeting is now being recorded.
Hey, Judge Barton is absent. Ms. Carter?
Here.
Judge Bloom? Judge Buckley?
Here.
Judge Fannin?
Here.
Judge McCabe? Judge Nadler?
I'm here.
Ms. Fleming?
I'm here.
Mr. Planet?
Here.
Mr. Taylor? Ms. Turner? Mr. Yamasaki?
I'm here.
So I see we have seven. Is that what you have, Melissa?
Yes. Yes, seven. We have a quorum.
Okay. So I appreciate all of you joining us today for the revenue and expenditure meeting conference call. The first thing I would ask is if there is a motion to approve the April 8th and April 24th minutes.
So moved.
I'll second that. This is Rebecca.
So it sounded like we had a tie to make the motion. It sounded like Judge Lee and David Yamasaki with Rebecca seconding the motion. Is that right?
Yes.
So we'll do the judge and let Judge Buckley be the one with the motion. Is that okay, David?
Sounds perfect.
All right. Does anyone object to the approval of the minutes? Indicate now. Okay, so we'll consider those approved. It's my understanding for the public comment that there was no written public comment received, and so that concludes the public comment portion of the meeting, and we can now turn to item one on the agenda. I guess it's item one and the only item on the agenda. And so, Melissa, I'm going to ask you to present for our call today.
All right, thank you. Melissa Ng, Judicial Council Budget Services. So I'm presenting three additional items from the TCTF that have not yet been adopted by the R&E. This includes the $13.9 million for cannabis conviction resentencing workload proposed in the governor's budget, $24.486 million for support of new judgeship proposed in the May revise, and an additional available federal funds reimbursement of $33.955 million, also included in the May revise. The total funding provided for unfunded judgeships is $30.4 million, and it's to fund 25 of the remaining 48 judgeships authorized by AB 159. Of the $30.4 million, $4.6 million for compensation of Superior Court judges is excluded from this recommendation, since judges are paid either directly through the Judicial Council or paid by the county and reimbursed through the State Controller's Office. Additionally, consistent with past practice, $1.3 million for court interpreters will be considered by the TICBAC at its June 3rd meeting and is also excluded from this recommendation. This leaves $24.486 million of that $30.4 million for general trial court operations that is included in the recommendation for this item. For court-appointed dependency counsel, the governor's budget included $20 million ongoing, increasing the total amount of funding available to $156.7 million. This amount was approved by the R&E at its April 8th meeting and picked back at its May 2nd meeting. Additional federal reimbursements of $33.955 million has become available for 2019-20 reimbursement due to a recent federal policy change, which brings a total up to $190.7 million available for this program. The governor's budget also included $13.9 million to support increased workload for the trial courts as a result of the enactment of the Control, Regulate, and Tax Adult Use of Marijuana Act. The methodology for the allocation of these funds will be considered by the Funding Methodology Subcommittee at its June 17, 2019 meeting. Just to note other items that were included in the May revise, there is an additional $9.564 million for the expansion of interpreter services in civil matters and to address increased costs in criminal cases. However, as stated earlier, TICBAC will consider this funding at its June 3rd, 2019 meeting. The total allocations in Program 015-0010, allocation for the support of for operations of trial courts adopted previously by the subcommittee totaled $198.9 million, as shown on page 7 of the materials. With inclusion of the new allocations as presented on page 8 of the materials, this increases the total to $271.2 million. And that concludes my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions.
So I know that Melissa went very fast. The written materials, I think, outline the recommendations clearly as well, but does anyone have any questions or would like any clarification from Melissa about the three recommendations? Okay, does anyone have a motion to approve the recommendations as outlined in the material?
Yeah, so this is Mike
Plano. So this is David.
The recommendations looks pretty straightforward to me.
Okay, and so I will take it as a motion from Mike Planet. And was that a second, David?
Yes, thank you.
Right, okay, is there any discussion? Okay, so does anyone object? I think it's easier when we have this large of a group to ask for objections rather than to approve the motion. So does anyone object to the motion and the second to approve the three recommendations? And I will consider them unanimously approved. Is there anything else that anyone would like to talk about before we conclude our very short meeting today? Okay.
Great efficiency, Sherry.
Wow, have a wonderful day today. Thank you. So this is my favorite meeting so far in the year 2019. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
You have a nice day. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.